Welcome, welcome everyone to Brilliant Essence Radio. It's been such a while. This is Astrid, your host, and we have Terry with us, holding on in the chat room somewhere. Welcome to the show. It's been, like I said, it's been over probably a year since I did my last radio show, and that is for a very, very good reason. I have been focused on other things, such as my book, which just came out on Amazon. I'm so excited. The book is called What's Next? Exploring the journeys of souls in the afterlife. What's Next? Exploring the journeys of souls in the afterlife. And if you want to grab yourself a copy, go to Amazon, look me up, Astrid Stromberg, or go to www.tinyurl.com/bookwhatsnext. And, well, I'm super excited to be back here. I wanted to tell you, my fans, my friends, especially those who have been, like, super supportive on Facebook these, like, 2 days the book has been out. It's incredible. The ranking is jumping up and down and all over the place on Amazon. And in honor of you, my friends and fans and families, I wanted to let you know a little bit about how the book came about. But let me see, first of all, if I can, there's a caller holding, so let's see if the caller would like to say something. Hello, caller 256, you're on the air.
That's what makes us lose the great records and great callers.
Well, I guess busy caller. Yep, busy caller. We'll hold for that caller. And the next one is 661. Let's see who 661 is. Hello? 661, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Astrid, it's Terry. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Terry. Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
it's been a ride, hey? It's been a wild ride. So, Terry yeah. is my very good fan, first fan on Brilliant Essence Radio, greatest supporter, and she is my friend, and she has helped me with the book. We have, it all started, shall we tell them how it started, Terry?
Yes.
Yes, let's do
fun.
That.
Yes.
The book came about, so as you know, and if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, I am born psychic medium. I have a background, professional experience in business in the States and abroad. But I was born psychic medium, so I've had to kind of deal with that all my life. And spirits come to me, souls past come to me constantly, all the time, all day long. I interact with them, communicate with them. It's quite the adventure. And so one day I was on the phone with Terry, and she said, "Well, there's someone here who wants to know about someone past and where they're at, what they're doing, how they're doing, etc." And so here I am talking like I talk, talking my head off. And I was just gushing out with information, all this information. And I was like, "Terry, seriously, I could write a book with all the things that I know that I've been told, you know?" And Terry, with her really cute American accent, goes, "Well, why don't you?" So it started. It started off of a phone call about someone passed over, and it is called What's Next? Exploring the Journeys of Souls in the Afterlife. And I'm really excited because it's a special book. It's I do numerology, I do astrology, I do all that stuff. I did the numerology on the book, on the file number of the book, etc. And the number of the book, for you guys who know a bit about numerology, its number is 13, believe it or not, 13. I mean, what master manifesting power does that have, right? So number 13 is 1 in 3, where you express yourself and you find the drive to express yourself it's also a fantastic manifestation number, as I said. It's used a lot by quote-unquote witches, which I define as masters able to work with the energy, move energy, manifest with energy, and communicate and interact with the information given and handed to bring things into manifestations in people's lives. So that for me is a big number 13. And it's just been amazing. Number 13 kept popping up. Like the number of words on my first draft, final draft was 13, number 13. The file number was 13. The days I received information back from the publisher was, you know, had a 13 attached. It's got 13 written all over it. And apart from the numerology of the book, which is completely completely one side of it, the other side is that these spirits, they have been much more than 13 of them coming through to help me validate and confirm. And I mean, I'm skeptical when I always tell people when I teach people how to use their develop their intuitive abilities, I always say, yes, practice, but test your how you receive your messages, test the validity of the entity that gives you the information back to you, test the patterns that are constant signs with you know, identical types of beings. Like, for example, animals don't communicate in the same way as humans, and past pets, past loved ones as pets, don't communicate in the same way as past loved ones, humans. So you got to test your method of getting your information, honing into the energy, focusing and aligning to do that back and forth, and be comfortable to knowing that, you know, it's for real. So, and you will see that in the book, because in part two of the book, part one explores the journey. It goes from what happens when you die to basically the choice of reincarnation. And in part one, you go through, you know, elements related to healing process of soul, life reviews, blueprints, temple of knowledge, the Akashic records, hell, some spirits come from hell. You know, you've got all the journeys, the journeys that I was given as testimonials from past deceased loved ones, beyond. And that's part one, the journey. In part two, it's pretty controversial, actually. It's written discussions between myself and a soul that has passed on. And I wrote those, the discussions were recorded, and I just wrote them up. And so you will see, you know, me being Astrid more, me being like a little bit sarcastic, a little bit skeptical, a little bit like, you know, cheeky sometimes. And you will have the feeling that because it's true, that the souls that respond are not the same. They have their own ways. They have their own languages. They have their own, you know, rebuttals. They have their own ways of expressing. And it's really interesting. I don't know how many, but I put those discussions, conversations between me and souls in part two, based on a question that Terry and I asked them, like, you know, does religion matter? Or do we meet our loved ones? Do we all meet our loved ones on the other side? Or do pets have a heaven? Questions like that, that we felt that the reader would, I mean, I kind of knew most of the answers. Having, you know, I always think that everybody knows what I know, but they don't, it's in this department at least. So we decided to make those good questions that would, there's one on how to reconnect, having faith in reconnection, questions that would really interest the reader to explore their side of the story, like to see not only how souls differ in their conversations with me, but also they gave great examples. They gave exercises. They actually gave so many exercises and prayers that I put that in a separate compartment, part three of the book. So you've got part one, part two, part three. And in part three, it's you've got prayers and exercises to better cope with grieving, with a transition, with the fear of death, with the fear of life, with the purpose to be, with questions that you have about your soul beingness. So that's kind of the lowdown on the layout of the book, and how it started was from a phone call. How it ended was from a phone call saying, you know, I published through Balboa Press, and my rep calls me up and says, Astrid, you are now officially an author. You are now a published author with Balboa Press. And I was like, yay, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I wanted to give you like a little example of what's next, the name of the book, What's Next, Exploring the Journey of Souls in the Afterlife. And then what happened was I had decided to road trip with the kids, and I really want them to know a little bit more about America, the U.S., where they were born. So we figured out 38 to 40 days was plenty enough, and we absolutely wanted to meet up with Terry. So Terry was like the drop on the map, you know, that little red thing that pops up on the map and says, this is your starting point. And we drew a circle around with the help of Bruce Merrin, that I thank so much. Bruce is my PR in Las Vegas, and he's been so enthusiastic and so encouraging, and he is such a great supporter of the book. And he gave me a list of towns where I could go and present my book, knowing that people were receptive to it, they would be excited, they would want to, you know, hear about it. So we drew a little circle around the East Coast, and that's where we're heading this summer, starting beginning of July, all the way through the middle of August. And we've already got like an event happening in Baltimore, July 7th. I mean, guys, this is huge. We are going to be at the Tropic Thunder Bar and Grill. Tropic Thunder Bar and Grill in Baltimore. I believe it's July 7th. Is that correct? Yes? Yes.
Yes, July 7th.
Okay. And Terry has posted up all the towns that we'll be visiting: Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia, Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to have so much music going on. Indianapolis, Chicago, Toledo, Ohio, and finally Pittsburgh. So if you are in those cities or near those cities, please be sure to go to the events page on astridonair.com, and we have all the cities laid out, and we're going to fill those in with all the events that are happening in those towns, where I'll be, what I'll be doing, and when we're available to meet up, and what time, etc. And also, if you sign up and you RSVP on that, let's say you live in Washington, D.C., if you go to astridonair.com/events and you hit Washington, D.C., the Washington, D.C. event, they've all got their little picture of the city we're visiting, and it says their name very clearly. You hit on that, you RSVP, you get a chance to win a free one-on-one private reading in that town with me, and maybe the chance to meet my kids, but we'll see. So just, you know, this is the start of a huge tour, a huge exciting chance to help so many people that have been asking me over the years, Astrid, how do I connect with my loved ones? How do I contact? How do I know they're contacting me? What signs should I look for? What practices should I do at home? If I'm religious, does it matter? For all those questions, you will find the answers in the book. I'm here for you, and I'm going on tour to help you all and to do gallery readings too. That's what we'll be doing at the Tropic Thunder Bar and Grill in Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to be doing gallery readings from 7 p.m. to 8:30. I believe there's a lot of bikers in town. Woohoo! So I'm excited. I know that there's a couple of biker fans and friends in our listening base. So yeah, if you're in town, come on over with your bike and get your chance to be read. And there's great food, great food. You should look at the pictures on their fan page on Facebook. There's great food there. I mean, that, Terry, don't you agree? That steak.
Oh, yeah. Steak looks so good.
It looks so good. So anyway, that's it for now about the book and the tour. I'm hoping you have questions, and if not, we'll go straight into readings. We're going to try... Did you have anything to say, Terry, about how the book came about first?
I just want everyone to know that it's the type of book that you can pick up and you can go anywhere and find something to read that's interesting. Because I can open it up in the middle and start reading it. You don't have to read from the beginning. And it's a great book. It is a great book. And I think everybody should at least have two copies.
There's a hardcover and a soft cover. And there's the Kindle and, the virtual version, whatever you call it, that's coming out shortly after. It's available on Amazon. Balboa is getting it ready for all the bookstores. It's ready. It's printing as we speak. And I know a lot of you have already got your copies, and I am so blessed and thankful and grateful for you for your interest and your excitement over it too. I can guarantee you it's very special. Another special part of the book is the fact that it's illustrated with paintings I did in trance. Now, they're black and white versions because the book is black and white, but there's three paintings in there. And as many of you know, I use my paintings to channel. There's spirits that go, I do them in trance and I channel, and spirit comes through them. And the interesting part with these paintings is that if you meditate on them, you will get super clear messages. They are really powerful magnetic attractions to the best of spirits, Not only, from the angelic realm and everybody, but also from the from people who have transitioned, people who have passed over. They come through the paintings. I mean, I'll always remember this one guy. I told him, looking at my painting, there's this guy with this headdress, and he was obviously like Turk royalty, Turkish royalty of some sort. And I was live. I was on the radio, and I was like, "Well, I don't know how this can be, but you've got this guy present right there, and I see him, and he's Turkish royalty." And they validated. They said, "Yes, we have Turkish royalty in our family." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" It's like the other day I did a reading for someone who was doing my makeup. And, the minute I say I'm a psychic medium, the woman goes, oh, my gosh, and she starts talking about someone who's passed over. And I was kind of shutting my eyes because she was doing my eyes. And there's this Cadillac that kept flashing, like Cadillac, blue Cadillac. And I'm like, I just have to say, he's talking about a Cadillac. And she, flings the things up in the air, and practically, the things go all over the place. She goes, oh my gosh, He sold Cadillacs. It was so funny. So yeah, I have a ton of fun doing this this work. I don't, you know, call it work. I call it doing what I'm supposed to do, really. And I'm very excited to be on the road and meeting you guys in person. I wanted to also thank the Marie D. Jones, who gave me a beautiful testimony in the book, and Diane Collins, who did the same. And amongst others, there's Jennifer Bright, there's my brother, there's Terry, there's, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget, and I'm going to feel so bad. There's Tina, and all their, you know, testimonials are there. Of course, there's Bruce, and there's Bruce's mom, Leona, who is an absolute angel. I love her to death. So I am so grateful and honored to have had you as part of the process, and I really hope you all enjoy your copies. Okay. Anything else, Terry, before we take a call?
You know, I just want to make sure everybody gets theirs, because I'm not loaning mine out.
We'll be on the road with copies in hand, for sure. And otherwise, if you want to pre-order them, and I'll be signing any and all. And if you want to pre-order them, go to Amazon, tiny or www.tinyurl.com, book what's next, without the apostrophe, book what's next. Or just go to Amazon and look it up, and you'll find it. It's the hard copy, I think, varies between $11 and $14, according to who ships it, and then the hardcover is around $30. There
yeah.
you go. Ready?
Ready.
Let's take caller number 1-256. You're on the air. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I am calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly from Georgia. Now, I don't think we're going to Georgia, but you might be near another city we're going to.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, what type of creative entity should I be involved in right now?
Entity? What do you mean, entity?
What avenue? Like, what creative avenues? I should have said
Avenue. Okay. Well, I got two things. I got creative artistic design, and I got music. Can you mix the two and do something with both?
I don't know.
Yeah. Those are the first two things that came to mind. First, it was the creative artistic design, and then it was a component of music involved.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat, I think.
Somewhat. Okay. Do you have ask away.
Well, is it songwriting or writing poetry inspired by music?
I had a feeling there was poetry. You know what? We're being interrupted by my son, which always happens when I'm on the radio, guys. This is Astrid on air, and her family is always a part of it. And Zoltan wanted to share a scary and deadly fun fact. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Want to hear it? Okay, hold on.
Did you know that the mosquito is the deadliest insect in the world? It has the highest kill rate per year of every single insect combined.
Wow.
Thank you, darling.
Wow.
Glad to know that we don't have any here. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I felt you had poetry in the back. Like they showed me a music sheet, but instead of, you know, the bars and the things, it was more written. So I got a little bit confused, which is why I didn't mention anything. But if you're definitely a poet, I think you have a shot. But the artistic design is intriguing too, because there's something about cover design, designing covers, you know, that
okay.
gets you in. That gets you in. It's as if, you get into the business through the artistic design, and then you learn about the business and produce your own stuff. Do you understand that?
Not really, but I mean, if you're saying
it means,
I guess it'll.
It means that before you throw yourself into something without knowing exactly the formatting, the techniques, etc., that is asked of from the industry, you can do that. You can continue to do that and be creative on your own at home, but go through another door into the business to learn by observing, by observation, what would be required of you should you present your stuff to be had. Do you understand that?
I think I do. But
yes,
when you
I
say
think
creative artistic design, I'm trying to figure out, like, covering, because I'm really not a drawing artist.
No, I know. It's more like the business. It's like going into the business side of it, you know? And it could be like a company that does that needs a clerk or that needs someone on the phone. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you understand now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that makes more sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, do that first, like a summer thing, you know, and see where it takes you. It came very, very fast, so I think that you have a fast opportunity to manifest the next step for you.
Okay.
Just go out there and look up those companies that do, you know, creative arts linked to music, and see, Terry says she's written CD covers in the chat room. That's awesome. See if you can get your foot in the door, you know, and learn from the inside out kind of thing. Okay?
Okay,
awesome. I'm going to let you go because
right.
we only have an hour, and I've got a couple more callers, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hello to
Thank
Georgia.
You. Okay.
From afar, and feel free to I'll also have a regular show on Curious Times during the summer, every Friday, every second Friday, I'll be on Curious
okay.
Times. So if you guys want a free reading with me on Curious Times, schedule one for Friday, June
okay.
12th. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Esther.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. We'll go straight on to the next one then. 917, you're on the air.
Hello, Astrid. This is Ellen. How are you this evening?
Ellen?
Yes.
Hello, Ellen. Fine. Now, I have to warn my callers, when I'm in the zone like this, I don't remember you. You can be my next door neighbor. I will not understand that. So, which is great because that, you know, for me it's great. It's like a blank slate. I don't know your business. I don't know your stories. I have no idea. I hear a name, I hear a voice, and I connect. Okay, so please forgive me, on the other hand, if I do know you personally, and even if it's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, and I don't seem to recognize you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I
Where are you situated? Where are you located, Ellen?
New York.
New York, nice. I'm going there, but not this summer, later. I'll be there too. I'll watch out for you.
Yes,
is it
keep
Ellen,
us posted.
Is it Ellen with E-L-L-E-N or is it with an H?
Yes.
It's with the E-L-N. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What's your question, Ellen?
Well, I've been thinking about making a career change, and I finally saw a posting, which really sounds good to me. So I'm going to apply for it. Can you tell me whether or not that is a right position for me? Is this something that I should be considering? Is this something that they will consider me for? Because there's one thing that they would like that I don't have, but I meet all the other qualifications.
Yeah, I was going to say there's just one thing that either you have too much of or not enough of. But I'll tell you first, instead of going psychic on you, I'm going to tell you that given the energy that you have with this,
mm-hmm.
You can ride it. But you have to find, this is what happens with people. They really want something, and then when it doesn't happen, they're like, well, I tried everything, and I did all my prayers, and I did all my meditation, and I nearly blew up the house putting candles around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And still nothing happened. So what I say to that is, you have a desire, but it comes from a core desire. It comes from the urge to express yourself in a certain way. The modality might not be the right one. The company might not be the right one. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You got to go back to the core. Like, you know, when I was when I didn't really know what I was about, I had 360 different tags on me, mediator and hypnotherapist and this and that, and I do it all, and I did it all, you know. But when it came down to my business card, I was like, what do I put on my business card? There's too much stuff. And I had to think back at what drove me. This is like when I was talking about number 13, this is the three of the number 13. What drives you? What compels you? I have the urge to deliver messages from spirit. They could be coaching, they could be healing, they could be just psychic, they could be from a past loved one, you know, but I have that urge to, and whether it be a friend, a member of the family, I'm always going, blah, 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 you got to do this, and you got to do that, and I see this, and I see that. And it's very hard for me to actually have friends that I don't do that to, because that's just me. And I didn't even see that. So you have to go back to yourself and say, what is it that I always do? Like, what is it that always compels me to do something? Or to say something, or to envision something, or to manifest something, you know? And that's your core desire. And from that core desire, then you put that out. You put that out to the universe, and you say, this is my drive. Now let's see what comes that aligns. You know, you get spams. Oh, take this class. You get an invitation to a party because it's aligned with people that kind of do the same thing that you'd like to do. You get all these elements that all of a sudden start to click in place, because not only is your core desire driving through you, through your excitement that and your knowingness that, yes, I know what I want, but... And so the universe is answering back, like Abraham Hicks says, but also because your brain, your subconscious brain, is now wired to pay more attention to the opportunities that are linked to those things. And so your brain is going to be much more focused and much more acute and much more filtering of what you feel is right for you and what you think, okay, that's a sign from the universe, but you know what, it's too expensive and it's not within my budget, or it's a sign from the universe, but it's not quite that, I'd like something more. You know, and that's how you drive the manifestation forward. Because by talking not just to people but to the universe in that way, you are telling the universe and thus the law of attraction and thus like the subconscious mind that's within you that drives you to into action. You tell all those elements where you want, precisely where you want to do, precisely what kind of things you want to align to, what people, what locations, you know, what house, what family, what car, what boyfriend, girlfriend, etc. It's kind of like a complete work of the soul between its outer self and its inner physical self. Does that make sense?
Yes. But to be frank, this was something I was trying to manifest several years ago, and I couldn't. And in the meantime, I took this other position, which beefed up my qualifications or my experience in a different area that now I can use in this. This, it was like a sidestep into this. So I guess that's, I was wondering whether this opportunity is like a possible fulfillment of other, of things I had put out there years ago.
Well, first of all, absolutely. And second of all, you know, when things don't happen, one of the things that doesn't happen is because, listen, if someone can wake up one morning and say, I want to be a musician, what do? They have to learn the technique. Then they have to learn the business. You know what I mean? There's structural parts that you need to do to be able to operate within that field. And the universe and your subconscious mind and whatever knows that. So they beef you up. They prepare you. They have you practice. You think I didn't want to write a book 20 years ago? I've always wanted to write a book, you know? But it never happened, even though I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. It never happened because I was not. I still needed the practice. I still needed to be tested in my abilities to deliver. I still needed to understand the technique and the way this was going to be written. You know, we are always preparing ourselves for our next action, which also happens to be in the threads of the blueprint that I also talk about in the book. You know, there's a map of your life that certain elements of which, like, it's a construction map of what you can do given the gifts and the purpose that you're coming into for. So I would say absolutely. I have a little bit of hesitation because I feel, first of all, it's Mercury retrograde. So either it's not quite this one, but I don't have a feeling like that. It could be more like it's temporary. Do you understand that?
Okay.
So don't put all your eggs in one basket and actually go leverage yourself. When you go for employment, you really want to leverage yourself. You really want to have, like selling a house, multiple offers, so that you can say, hey, you know what? The guy next door, he's giving me this and that, but I really prefer being with you guys. I have a better sense with you guys. So can you, you know, push up the value a bit more for me? Excite me more.
I am looking at some other things. It's just that this one particularly excited me. And anyway, so that's all. That's all.
Right.
I do know to look for other things too. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry. This is also a message for everybody else that's going to listen to the archives, so that they understand kind of the mechanisms of, you know, how to manifest in their lives. I wasn't addressing myself particularly to you because you sound like you know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, I wish that were true, but thank you.
Well, you have a lot of compassion in your heart. I can hear that in your voice, and I'll be rooting for you. I'll be rooting for you. Let me see if I can't get something a bit more solid for you. November keeps popping up, so related to that, something important is happening in November for you. And, the Mercury retrograde is a sticky one for you. I just feel sticky. My suggestion is if you do grab the job within the next five weeks, try to make it so that it's understandably able to evolve into a better contract, or mm-hmm. keep it, or make the agreement after Mercury goes direct again.
I'm sure it'll have to wait that long. I'm sure there's process involved. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 weeks. Yeah. Okay. Good. So you know, sticky Mercury means put lemon, okay. essences of lemon, and that will clear. And lemon attracts wealth. So
that's good to know.
You can always. Yeah, lemon, cinnamon, there's a few things. My head's blanking right now. But, yeah, and then there's a bunch of crystals that you can use, like citrine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so enhance the juice of wealth around your home and family.
Yes, we will.
Yes? Okay.
Thank you,
Astrid.
You're
very welcome.
And congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about it. And I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Good.
Thank you. Did you have another question?
No, that's it again. Thank you so much, Astrid.
You're welcome, Ellen. Have a great evening.
You too.
Good night. Okay. Oof. That's intense volume there, eh? Terry, are you still there? What's up? I haven't been in chat lately. I hope everybody's doing good. If you want a copy of the book, go to Amazon and look up Astrid Stromberg. The book is called What's Next? Exploring the Journey of Souls in the Afterlife. And we'll take the next caller straight away. We're doing like 10-minute readings, I guess, tonight. That's cool. 541, you're on the air. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Stan, Soul Finder in the chat room. Astrid, I'm calling today. I'm in East St. Louis on the road on a motorcycle trip.
Oh, my gosh, Stan. And you're driving across the country to find your new home, right?
Holy cow, it's crazy, yes.
I only say that because I remember you, because at one point I was like, well, maybe if he passes down here, he can pass through, like, Northern California before going up, but it seemed like a bit too much of a stretch. Are you on a bike, a motorbike?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. How's the road so far?
I've been at it for 10 days now. I'm really kind of wiped out. I'm in a Motel 6 in East St. Louis. Anyway, I go where the guidance takes me, and there's always something there when I remain open to receive it. So there you go.
Cool, very cool. Very cool. And that's another aspect of manifesting, is that, you know, for the longest time, when nothing happened, I was stuck. I knew I was stuck. I hadn't figured out exactly what I wanted. That was why, personally, I got stuck. But I always maintained the fact that when you're on the right track, things click. Things click. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, all of a sudden the universe floods you with gifts. It means that when you ask, the answers are positive. When you reach out, the answers are positive. When you express yourself, you're validated, recognized, supported. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you are validated, supported, and encouraged and all that on your road trip. I know, I understand that you're leaving a family behind. You've got a family waiting for you to settle in, and then you're going to bring them over.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. There's a place on the planet, actually, it's on the planet somewhere in the United States. I feel like I'm getting close. My trip out to Colorado, I learned something from that. It's moving. I feel like I'm getting wiser, even though I couldn't tell you all the things that are involved at this moment. But it feels like something's happened where I'm going next is it. All
right?
And I'd appreciate anything that you might be receiving from anybody, anywhere. You know, what I mean is, you know, my loved ones or whoever's out there who wants to jump in here and give me information that I could really use right now, as I feel like I'm getting close to the spot to settle in so I can focus, because I'm really missing my baby especially.
Yeah, that's where I came from earlier. Just keep moving, man. Just keep moving. Think about what card came up for you is the Fool. Think about, yeah, and the Fool, yeah, it's the beginning of a completely new revolution, if you like, you know, a new start, a new beginning, a new, like, and you're light and you're airy and you just go for it. You go for it. You watch your feet, you watch your step, you're on a bike, be careful, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
just go for it. Just go, go, go. And know that you will always have a friend at your side, whether you see him or it or not. You know, like the tarot card Fool has always the little dog following,
okay,
beside it.
Right.
And
uh-huh,
that's, you got that. You have that with you. They're encouraging me to speak about you honing into perhaps instead of reaching out to a lot, because I feel like you reach out to a lot of spirits at the same time when you communicate. And then you grab whatever comes to you, right? And they're showing me, like, put like a bubble around those that you wish to hear from, so that it's more your subconscious focus is more focalized on that group rather than any message out there that you're going to encounter, because you're encountering a ton of spirits on the road and you're highly intuitive. I feel you're highly intuitive, and you're actually, they're showing me that you get goosebumps on your arms, like your arms and your legs, you know, you go through something, maybe that, I don't ride bikes, so I don't know exactly what the sensations are, but I'm getting this sensation that you, from one second to another, you feel like you've gone through a whole bunch of spirits, you know, and you get that tactile differentiation of, call it temperature, call it energy, whatever. And they're asking me to tell you to hone and perhaps reduce the amount of spirit connections that you have during the trip, so that you're a little bit more protected and you're a little bit more honed into reliable sources rather than hearing things out there, here and there and everywhere.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's good, because I, as I was coming up into my motel room, I feel like I've experienced a lot of, like, almost like noise, like too much information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yeah, I mean,
so this is helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, as I was speaking, I'm talking with my hands at the same time, and my hands are going, you know, when you go shout here, shout there, shout here, shout there, it's like all around the ears and the head, you know. So yeah, that makes sense to me now, and
because okay.
Sometimes I wonder why I do things, you know.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what else? They had something about food. They said something about food earlier. Like, I saw this little snack pack, and I didn't quite catch the message, but it felt like you had to pay attention to the quality of the food that you were taking in.
Well, that's pretty good. Yesterday and the day before were really bad food days, you know, on the road and stuff. going across Kansas, there are very few options that are not fast food. But this is right on because I had an awesome breakfast this morning because my body was going, oh, my God, I need some food, like real food. So, yes,
yeah.
This is right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's what I tell people, those of you who are listening out there, that's exactly the type of sign that you want to listen to. When your body says, I'm fed up of this type of food, I want something different. I actually wrote a little e-book that's on the website that talks about dieting without a diet. And I tell them, you open the fridge and you stare at each element. And you don't go for anything. You just look at them and you take their scent. You take their taste. You take their touch feeling in before you even touch it on purpose or handle. You can handle it to feel how it feels. Do you know that children are less obese if they finger food? And that's because they feel the food. They feel
right.
The food. Yeah, and it's intuitive. Practicing your natural intuitive senses through, you know, paying attention to your five senses at least, it makes a huge difference for anyone who wants to develop their intuition, for anyone who wants to change their, you know, their well-being. Paying attention to your five senses and how it communicates information back to you it makes a huge difference in the lifestyle that you offer yourself, you know? And
yeah.
Drink lots of water. But you know
yes.
What? Another thing that I do all the time is if I'm going to have a bottled water, and even if I have a cup of water, I hold the water in. Do you know Masaru Emoto?
Yes.
Okay, well, he talks about energy going through the crystals of the water from our intention through our body and our hands, right? Do that.
Right.
And for my kids, I always write a power word when I, take them to school. I give them a bottle of water. I strip off the marketing label, and I put a power water as well as my, you know, my focused intention, but I put a power water, and that's one of his tips too. So if you could do that for your snacks and your drinks, that would be awesome.
Very good.
I know you're going to ask about work. There's something waiting for you. There's a little gig, something, work, waiting for you when you arrive. You're going to take probably 5 to 7 days to just take a breath, you know, look around. Oh, yeah, and they also said, whilst you're on the road, go to farms. If you can go to farms, directly to the farm. And because you're a healer, and you could do energy healing to some of the animals that you encounter.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. Okay.
Anything else?
No, I just wanted to say I was looking at your list of cities,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool you're going to Richmond, Virginia. That's my hometown. I'll be sure to let my sisters know you're coming so they can go see you.
Oh, awesome.
And and I'm pretty sure I'm heading toward North Carolina. I'm pretty sure Knoxville, Tennessee is pretty close to where I'll be, so I can ride up in give you a ride on my bike. How about that?
Woo! I'd love that.
I'll get you somewhere, but I really would like to meet you personally. You're such a nice light on the planet, and I really appreciate it. I'm happy. I didn't know you were going to be on tonight. I just happened to get to my room and get hooked up, and boom, there you were. So
yeah.
This is awesome.
I'm often very spontaneous.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for
right.
calling, Stan. I just got enough time. I'm going to put you on mute, and I just got enough time to take one last call. So here goes for 619. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi. This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you for
Where are you located, Donna?
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be for a future trip, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll be going to, like, I'll be flying. Once I get home, I'll be flying to New York, I'll be flying to Boston, I'll be flying to San Diego, Los Angeles, and I'll be flying to Seattle.
Good.
Yeah, that's down the road. But first the East Coast with the kids.
You're gonna do some readings out here? Yeah?
Yep.
Good.
Absolutely.
I'll look for you.
All right. So how can I help you tonight, Donna?
Can you tell me what you see or what's coming up? And that would, you know, I'll just kind of leave it open and see what comes through. That'd be great.
Yeah. The first message I got, I was going to say this sentence, but I don't like this sentence, but it's a message sentence for you.
Okay.
I was going to say, here comes nothing.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll tell you why. Because you don't push yourself enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got to push yourself more. You got to stretch yourself more, like physically stretch. And mentally push. I know it's really difficult if we don't have a set goal or a set excitement, but it just start with what you do like. Like when I was in a lost moment, I pushed myself out there. I pushed myself to walk a bit, to stay silent under a tree. I pushed myself to be silent in my mind. When all this angst and stress and chaos was going on, you got to push yourself more to be where you want to be within yourself. If it's more action, you go where the action is. You just stand, you observe. It's not about participating. It's not about the doing. It's just about being in the energetic alignment that you want to be in. It's like for me, you know, when I start channeling, I push myself to channel the greatest energy. I don't want to have anything to do with the tricksters and the jokes, the jokers. So I reach out for that alignment, and that's what they're telling me you want to do. There's something about potting plants, flowers.
I love it. I do it all the time. I enjoy it. Run out there all the time. That's so good. That's so right on. Wow.
All right. Well, push yourself to get a new batch of flowers, girlfriend.
What? A new batch?
Yeah, a new batch. I see those, I think you call them perennials?
Yeah.
Okay. I see those.
Okay.
Different
colors.
Well,
I do a lot of succulents. I do succulents so that they probably want me to do more flowers. Okay.
Yeah, flowers. It's the flowers. It's the little flowers. And there's even one. Okay, you have a young girl on the other side, and she. I don't know the connection. I'm not going to reach out for that. Mm. But she's telling me, and wouldn't it be fun if she arranged the flowers in a kind of pattern, like a mandala or a star, or you know what I mean?
And
I believe in fairies and gnomes and things like that. That would totally enhance the energy around you. But I literally have like 60 seconds to say goodbye to everyone.
Okay.
So I hope I did well on for you, Donna.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I would love to meet you soon,
yeah.
If not
okay.
this summer, later this year. To everyone again, this has been an amazing Blog Talk Radio Brilliant Essence show with all about what's next, the book What's Next, Exploring the Journey of Souls in the Afterlife. Grab yourselves a copy on Amazon or go to astridonair.com/events to follow us and meet us along the road this summer on the East Coast. Thank you, everyone. Terry, thank you for coming. Hello. She
You're
always
welcome.
Has my back. And I'm going to leave you with what song? Let me see if I can find something good for you. How about a little bit of French? It's Georges Brassens, Le Facteur.
Le jeune facteur est mort. Il n'avait que 17 ans. Les bras chargés de tous mes mots d'amour. C'est lui qui portait dans ses mains la fleur d'amour cueillie dans ton jardin.